Welcome to Kuvera's Weekly Digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. In this edition, we talk about gold prices touching lifetime highs and about Mr. Wadia's airline going broke. We also talk about the US Fed signal on pausing rate hikes and the latest on the state of the IPO market. Worth its weight. All that glitters is indeed gold. Yes, you read that right. The yellow metal has touched record highs as Indian gold futures track global highs. Domestic gold futures this week rose to 61,490 rupees for 10 grams of the yellow metal of 24 carat purity. In fact, gold has outscored most traditional asset classes like equity and debt in performance so far in 2023. Gold delivered an impressive 8% return in the first quarter of 2023. Analysts say that it is likely to extend the rally that helped it cross the 61,000 rupees mark in the domestic market and that it could deliver another 11% returns this year. But this price rise may not be such a good thing after all for everyone, as it has dampened demand for jewelry and gold in India, the second biggest market for the yellow metal in the world. So, should you go ahead and dump tons of money into buying gold right away? While we cannot offer you investment advice, we can tell you what experts are saying. Experts say that while gold continues to shine, investors should remain cautious. They say that instead of going all in at once, investors should start spreading their purchases over an extended period of time. And if you are convinced you must invest, there are several options other than physical gold or jewelry that you can go in for. These include gold exchange-traded funds, gold mutual funds, digital gold and, of course, the government-backed sovereign gold bonds that are opened up for investment from time to time but can also be bought off the secondary market. Most experts say an investor with a decently sized portfolio should have between 10 to 15% exposure to gold, although this does vary from person to person. Be sure though to take a thorough look at factors like expense ratios, the goods and services tax that may be applicable, exit loads, brokerage as well as how the investment is taxed at exit. So, weigh in all of these costs, wise enough, and then decide. A pause on the horizon. While you decide on diversifying your investments, the US Federal Reserve seems to have come to some sort of a decision on pausing further interest rate hikes. This, after it hiked its prime lending rate by another 25 basis points, or 0.25%, this week as did the European Central Bank. So, what does the US Fed plan to do now? Even as the Fed raised its benchmark overnight interest rate to the 5.00% to 5.25% range, it dropped from its policy statement language saying that it anticipates further rate increases. Experts feel this change doesn't rule out the central bank's policy setting committee from hiking rates again in June. Having said that, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said it was now an open question whether any further hikes will be necessary in an economy still facing high inflation, but also showing signs of a slowdown and with risks of a tough credit crackdown by banks on the horizon. We are closer, or maybe even there, Powell said while commenting on the end of the rate cycle. So, will they or won't they? We don't know yet, but we will still continue to sit tight. And how will this impact the Reserve Bank of India's decision going forward? The Indian Central Bank may take a cue from the Fed's decision and continue with a longish pause for now. But we will wait for Governor Shaktikanta Das and his mandarins to take that call, and will desist from second-guessing their next move. Go first, come last. The Indian aviation industry has been witnessing an unprecedented boom. Not only have record numbers of passengers been taken to the skies, the country's top airlines, the Tata and Air India, its affiliate Vistara and the largest carrier Indigo, have ordered or are on course to order record numbers of aircraft that should see both Airbus and Boeing remain in business for several years to come. On top of this, new carriers like Akasa have taken to the skies and at least one defunct airline, Jet Airways, may soon be revived. And this, even as India builds new airports and expands existing ones into state-of-the-art facilities that meet international standards. But amid this fanfare, one airline is staring at bankruptcy. The Nusri Wadia promoted Go First, known earlier as GoAir, has perhaps become the first large business in India to file for bankruptcy voluntarily. Earlier in the week, Go First filed an application for voluntary insolvency resolution proceedings before the National Company Law Tribunal, Delhi. The airline also said that it was cancelling its flights for the next few days as it faces a severe financial crisis. It has been a downhill spiral for the Wadia Group airline, which wanted to go public almost 2 years ago and had filed for a 3,600 crore rupee initial public offering, even as the COVID-19 pandemic raged. but the IPO never materialized. Its engine supply was mounted and, 2 years on, Go First has run out of money. The budget carrier began operating 17 years back, in 2005-06, and went international in 2018-19. As of 2022, the airline had an 8.8% market share. Back in 2011 and then 5 years later, the airline even ordered a fleet of 72 planes from Airbus. So, what went so horribly wrong? The airline blames faulty engine supplied by Pratt & Whitney, which it says, grounded 25 planes over the past 3 years, a claim the engine maker has rejected. There is even an arbitration case, whose award, the engine maker says, is being honored. At present, Go First is reportedly sitting on liabilities of nearly 9,000 crore rupees. The airline apparently reported a loss in the range of 1,800 crore rupees, including an 800 crore rupee notional loss due to accounting standards in the financial year ended March 2023. So, will Go First fly soon? Seems unlikely for now, but if and when it does, we will be the first ones to inform you. IPO Street. As the markets again come close to their lifetime highs, the IPO season, it seems, is well and truly here again. Following the IPO of Mankind Pharma last week, Blackstone-backed real estate investment trust, REIT, Nexus Malls, which owns the country's largest portfolio of shopping malls, will launch its IPO on May 9. The total size of the rights IPO is 3,200 crore rupees, comprising a fresh issue and an offer for sale. Meanwhile, TV Supply Chain Solutions, part of the TVs group, has filed fresh papers for its IPO. The company has cut its issue size to 750 crore rupees via both a fresh issue and an offer for sale. It had earlier planned to raise up to 2,000 crore rupees through a fresh issue. The promoters are, however, not participating in the OFS, unlike the last time. Another company that has refiled its IPO papers is Fincare Small Finance Bank, more than a month after the Securities and Exchange Board of India returned its draft red herring prospectus in March, asking the lenders to refile its papers with certain updates, including its latest financial earnings. The lender's IPO comprises a fresh issue of shares worth up to 625 crore rupees and an offer for sale aggregating up to 1.7 crore equity shares by a promoter and investor selling shareholders. The flurry of IPOs is unlikely to end just here. At least two other companies, cable operator Tata Play and drone maker IdeaForge Technology, have secured SEBI's nod for IPOs. So, if you are a retail investor looking for listing gains, keep a track of all these developments. But please, and we cannot stress this enough, remain cautious while applying for any of these listings. It is after all your own hard-earned money on the line. Market wrap. The past month has been largely good for the broader markets, helping both the Sensex and the Nifty make good on most of their losses since the beginning of the year. This week, benchmark indices recorded a gain of over 1% in the first three trading sessions but fell about 1% each on Friday to end flat. Top gainers during the week included the likes of Bajaj Finance, Maruti Suzuki, Indian Oil and Larsen & Toubro. Other stocks that ended in the green included Britannia Industries, Bharat Petroleum, Titan, Tech Mahindra and ITC. The HDFC Twins, HDFC Limited and HDFC Bank, as well as Gail India, Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank and HCL Tech were among the counters that ended in the red. Others that lost ground included Hindustan Unilever, ONGC and Vedanta. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!